Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Japan, very, very tough. Great people. And again, I don't blame the people for doing it. I think they're very smart in doing it. I blame the people that sat right in that Oval Office, right over there, right behind the Resolute desk or whichever desk they chose. Japan, 46%. They would charge us 46% and much higher for certain items like cars, you know, little items like cars. 46%, we're charging them 24%. India, very, very tough, very, very tough. Prime Minister just left. He's a great friend of mine, but I said, you're a friend of mine, but you're not treating us right. They charge us 52%. You have to understand, we charge them almost nothing for years and years and decades. And it was only 7 years ago when I came in, we started with China and charged them. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China in tariffs. And they understood, honestly. President Xi understood. He said, look, I understand. And the other countries, and they all understand. We're going to have to go through a little tough love, maybe. But they all understand. They're ripping us off, and they understood it. If you look at Switzerland, 61% to 31%. Indonesia, Malaysia, Cambodia. Oh, look at Cambodia, 97%. We're going to bring it down to 49%. They made a fortune with the United States of America. United Kingdom, 10%. And we'll go 10%. So we'll do the same thing. South Africa, 60%, 30%. And they've got some bad things going on in South Africa. You know, we're paying them billions of dollars and we cut the funding because a lot of bad things are happening in South Africa. The fake news ought to be looking at it. They don't want to report it. Brazil, 10%, 10%. Bangladesh is 74%. So you see what's going on. Pakistan, 58%.
Well, that's the voice of U.S. President there, Donald Trump. That was taken from his speech that he delivered in the very early hours of our morning, South African time, essentially running through the list of countries that he's looking to impose reciprocal tariffs on. As you've heard, we all are friends, but South Africa, terrible, terrible things happening down here. I'm not too sure if we all agree, but maybe that's where you can share your perspective. We now zoom into the impact of the tariffs that have been imposed and what they mean for the mining sector. Just looking at the stock market today, a large contingent of the platinum counters actually pulling back slightly. I did mention the likes of Amplats, Impala Platinum as well, that have actually seen a pullback in their numbers together with Northern Platinum between 7 and 6%. To help us understand the impact that we could see here, we joined by a very good friend of the show, mining analyst, who is one of our firm favorite people to speak to, Peter Major, Director, Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions. Peter, always a pleasure to have you with us. You're American. You've been in South Africa for many years. Are there bad things happening down here?
Look, when I first heard that tape you played, I thought that's when he was running for election way back in 2014 or 16, because I remember he hadn't even won the candidacy yet for the Republican Party, and some reporter put a microphone in front of his face and he started asking questions about all these different countries. You know, he rattled off two or three and then he says, what about South Africa? Oh, no, South Africa, no, bad place, don't even go down there, next case. And you know, that was the whole, wasn't even 10 seconds, but sounds like he hasn't changed his tune too much. He's saying basically the same thing he was saying 9 years ago before he was elected the first time.
Very true. He hasn't changed his tune. And I guess that also has related to a lot of the diplomatic ties falling and becoming sour in the impasse that we've witnessed in the last few months. Let's talk mining, because if there's anything that we know, South Africa has a lot of mineral resources that we export to countries like the U.S. But also we have a company like Sasol, which has investments in the U.S. and their share price took a significant fall. Let's start with Sasol specifically, and then we'll take a look at the various commodities.
Sure. You're talking to the worst analyst about Sasol, because it's quite a complicated company, and it's as much in chemicals as it is in oil and coal. Mm-hmm. But it does have that big plant in the States, and you get lots of brownie points if you've got a plant in the United States. You also get brownie points if you're selling things to America, including energy, that you won't pay tariffs on. So I noticed he said copper and quite a few other metals. So America doesn't produce enough platinum to satisfy themselves. So mm-hmm. there's not going to be no problem with that. They don't produce very much chrome at all. There's going to be no problem. Virtually, it sounds to me like every metal that they import, they're importing it because they don't produce enough. So they're going to look favorably on countries that are selling them minerals. So I think Mr. Montage was overreacting. And I'm really glad, Gugu, that you played that short tape, Mr. Trump, rattling off all the countries. Because these countries that have knee-jerk reactions, oh my gosh, we're going to let you have it, it shows they don't appreciate what they've gotten for decades and decades, that they get to go tariff-free or very low tariffs, but boy, America gets stuck. So America has been the big milking cow to the world, and I'm afraid it's run out of titties here, you know. At 200 titties is about all that big cow can handle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they do have budget deficits, and Mr. Trump's got some pretty good people, including Mr. Musk, looking at we need to overhaul the way we do things. We've just continued on for 100 years plus. So there is going to be a little blood in the street, but everybody is going to be better after this, whether they admit it or not. But the people yelling the loudest, that is a smokescreen because they're covering up. They've had the best deal the longest.
Ah, largely Europe and China, which are two of the economies or regions largely where we do see some response there. I do want to come back to that in just a moment, just in terms of looking at the growth prospects that could take place in the U.S. in the long term. But coming back to the mining sector, I do see that the Minerals Council has also released a statement today with a few commodities that might be exempt. Gold, coal, manganese and chrome, I understand, specifically have been excluded from these tariffs. Maybe help us understand, if this is the case, why would it be so?
It's the case because America doesn't produce those, or it doesn't produce the quantities. America produces 1 million tons of copper a year, but it uses about 1.5 million tons. And as we mentioned, chrome, platinum group metals, manganese, it needs it. South Africa's got it. So, you know, we should be asking for one-on-one with Mr. Trump. And we should have been asking for that a long time ago. He was president 8 years ago. And he's reasonably consistent. And I think he's reasonably easy to read. You just agree with everything he says. And then you say, can we have a follow-up meeting to work out the details? Mm-hmm. It's always the T's and C's when you do a deal, huh? You know, the big number is just a starting point. You know, we're doing a deal for $1 billion, $1 million. But it's the terms and conditions that you get to the nitty gritty. So we don't want to be last in the queue. India was very quick to jump on his side and say, hey, we hear where you're coming from. And he likes Mr. Modi a lot. And Britain, very quick to get on it. And maybe it's because Mexico's got a female president now. You didn't hear any back cry when he announced tariffs on Mexico. You know, she believes, hey, one-on-one behind closed door meetings. Why go on the internet and the front page and make a scene, especially when you know you're going to lose? Mm. Only crazy people do that.
I like the way you think, Pete, and I guess this is why we enjoy speaking to you. Coupled with what you've mentioned, of course, so it does seem as though South Africa does have some form of cushioning in terms of our minerals and mining houses still being resilient and being able to trade with America. What does this mean then for the investment case of many mining houses, especially given that we are seeing a nice upshoot in commodity prices at the moment?
Gugu, you've asked the same question I got asked yesterday on a radio program.
Yeah.
And the simple answer is nothing's going to change for investment in our mining sector until we change. We have to change something called policy. And we changed our policy from a 100-year good policy to a bad, bad policy. We nationalized all our mines when we told people we weren't going to do it back in 2004. We double-crossed the world. We went against what Mr. Mandela and the rest of us said. That was just the start. And then we put in a lot of terms and conditions, and they were all negative, you know. And we didn't look at our own industry to see how fragile it was. That most of our industry was getting invested by our own companies, and only a few of them were getting outside investments. So we actually cut our own throat by doing that. If we don't reverse policy, nothing else we do matters. We're not going to get any money. We're letting tens of billions go to the DRC and Zambia that are basket cases compared to us just because they have good policy. It's that. They don't have good infrastructure or hardly anything else. Mm-hmm. So policy's keyword. If we want investment, we have to change policy and fast.
Change policy and fast. And that's been a call that you've been making for the last few years, if I'm not mistaken, whenever we have engagements on the sidelines of the mining in Durban. Where we stand now, from what I understand, there hasn't been any significant shifts or changes from the Minister Gwede Mantashe. Your thoughts on that? And if there were shifts to the policy, what incentives or shifts and changes do we need to implement?
We see this in countries and companies all the time. And it's called thinking outside of the box, doing something different.
Yeah.
And we've seen lots of turnarounds on mines, and I've seen it in industrial companies. You get someone from outside who thinks different, but he's got to be smart. You know, he's got to think logical. And Elon Musk is definitely a person who thinks different. If he can build a rocket from scratch with no support and take on the monopolies in America, if he can be the first person to make an electric car go. We have people in this country who thought like that, but they're not in charge. The people in charge, they think so narrow, it's like looking through a mouse crack in a wall. And if they, I don't think they can change their thinking, but then they should change their jobs and let someone come drive. They can even sit next to them. We're not asking them to resign, but bring in someone. America needs this. All countries need it. They need a change in thinking so that they grow at 5 to 10% like the Chinese did. And the Chinese aren't smarter than us, but they're using that thing in their head, and we're not.
Peter, we'll leave it there for today. It's always amazing speaking to you, sir. Are you missing your mining town home back in the U.S.? I just want to get some first details on the prospects in terms of mining.
A little bit. I'll be there in another month. Yeah, I am missing it a bit.
Fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to your feedback on what's it like again there with Trump now at the helm of the presidency. Thanks again for your time, Peter.
You bet. Thank you, Gugu. Thanks a lot.
That's Peter Major, Director for Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, giving us his thoughts there. So some good news from the mining front. Essentially, some of our minerals have been excluded from this tariff list. And just to list some of those minerals, it's a list that's an article that's been published by the Minerals Council of South Africa. Essentially, they represent all of the major mining houses in the country. Gold, coal, manganese and chrome will be exempt from this particular list of tariffs. And as you've heard Peter Major said, largely because the US is well aware that they don't produce enough of it within their own economy, so they do need to import it from markets like South Africa. It'll be interesting to see how this does unfold. And of course, if the CEOs of many of the mining houses within the space might have some feedback for us to be mindful of. Let's see how it goes. Typically PGM metals there that we need to be mindful of. Platinum group metals.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.